This is Earth and Sky, on how genetics is providing a window to what the early Earth was like.
Each cell in an organism contains a DNA recipe book for the proteins the cell needs to operate. As species evolve, multiple versions of proteins appear. Cows and sheep might have a common ancestor, but now the digestive proteins in a cow are different from sheep proteins. This fact lets scientists look back into the past.
Stephen Benner, a biochemist at the University of Florida, says it's like knowing the German, English, and Russian words for snow. From those, you can reconstruct the ancient Indo-European word for snow.
What it really does is tells you that the Indo-European culture knew about snow, which means that they must have lived in a place where it did snow.
Last year, Dr. Benner's group compared DNA in modern bacteria. They reconstructed a genetic recipe for a protein possibly used a billion years ago. When they put a copy of the recipe into modern bacteria, the bacteria manufactured the ancient protein.
Last December, the team announced that the ancient protein worked best at 65 degrees Celsius, 150 degrees Fahrenheit, suggesting that early life on Earth thrived in a very warm environment. That's our show for today. Special thanks to the National Science Foundation, where discoveries begin. I'm Deborah Bird with Joel Block for Earth and Sky.